Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we do power rankings every Wednesday on the show. Thank you for hanging out. This is going to be a lot of fun. Probably, I think, one of my more favorite lists that we've made in quite some time. And there are some that did not make the cut for me. I don't know about you, Sam. With Philip Rivers joining the Colts practice squad, we'll see if they activate him. We'll see if he ends up playing or Riley Leonard's able to go. At 44 years old, who's the most washed quarterback you've ever seen? Not the worst, but the most washed. Certain level at some point, and then, oh, geez, this guy needs to hang him up. Please retire already. And some of them just hang on to the game. They hang on a little bit too long. That's what we're talking about. We have a list of top five, each of us, and send us your names. Comes to mind. Most washed quarterbacks. Bet_sweats on Twitter, bet_sweats. Sam, sometimes there are guys that just hang them up early. Like you were thinking Trevor Lawrence might be like Andrew Luck or Barry Sanders, if we're thinking non-quarterbacks. Guys that retire, according to many people, way too early, while we're going the flip side here with washed quarterbacks. So why don't you start us off?
I tried to take quarterbacks that were good and then weren't, but there is a guy on my list that was never good, although he was supposed to be good. So again, it's my list. I'm going to do what I want. Honorable mentions, I should say, before we start, Favre with the Jets and the very, very end of Peyton Manning's career in Denver. Those were bad, but they weren't bad enough to say that they were the most washed. Also, Favre kind of turned it around in Minnesota. Like, the Minnesota years weren't bad. The Jets year was awful. He threw 22 picks that year. So my five, from 5 to 1, Cade McNown. He was the first quarterback I got excited about. I was 10 years old when they drafted Cade McNown, and he was supposed to be the savior, the future. And he started 15 games, won 3 of them in Chicago. Now, they said during the draft, I remember, like, I was all in on the Bears when I was younger and before I had to work in the media and cover the team. I remember during the draft, I think it was Mel Kiper was like, I'm worried about his arm strength, you know, worried about B, quarterback, running back. They were like, he can't throw the ball far and he doesn't have a good arm. And I was like, nah, what is this Count Chocula looking fool? No. Well, he was right. He was right. Cade could not throw the ball, and Cade turned on the fans right away, man. He told fans, if you're going to boo, don't come to the games. I remember there was a game against the Giants when he was overthrowing guys left and right. He's like, well, the receivers are tired. They're not in shape. You're like, this guy's a dick, man. Like, and he's not good enough to be acting this way. So he was never good in the pros. He was really good in college and then flamed out in the pros. So it's sort of an asterisk, but I put Cade McNown number five. Now we get into the guys that were once good that then just flamed out. Number four, Donovan McNabb. He was really good for a long time, and then he just wasn't. Now, he had some issues injury-wise, and he wasn't able to run the ball in the back end of his career. But McNabb was one of those players that he could just make any play. He could do it with his arm, do it with his legs. That stretch from, you know, 2000, 2001 to about 2008, he was awesome. He was a dual threat. You know, he had an offense built around him, catered to his skill set. And then after that last injury, he had no mobility. And do you remember? I remember him going to Washington and playing for the Redskins. Then he went to Minnesota for six starts. And it was like, oh, he was 1-5, you know, completing 60% of his passes, had no zip on the fastball. He fell apart, and it happened fast. And you knew, kind of like when the Minnesota Twins or the Tampa Bay Rays give up on a prospect or a player, it's time. When Andy Reid said enough is enough, that should have been the sign. And then Washington tried it, Minnesota tried it. Did not work out. So number four, Donovan McNabb. Number three, you know where I'm going here. Another Chicago twist. This guy I thought was going to be a player. I had his jersey when I was younger. Who didn't like Cordell Stewart? A young Cordell Stewart. I did. Yeah, I did. And the number 10, the black and gold. Yeah, man, he was awesome. You know, there was that Super Bowl where he threw a pass, caught a pass, and ran. He did all three, triple threat. There was a prop on that in Vegas, by the way, in that Super Bowl. But he was exciting. You know, 2001, they were 13-3. He was fourth in the MVP. 2 years later, he's basically out of the league. And I was a freshman in high school when the Bears brought in Cordell Stewart. Nah, that wasn't it. 7 touchdowns, 12 picks, a 2-5 record as a starter. And that was it. He went to Baltimore after that, never played really. Enough was enough for Cordell. He was young and exciting, and then he wasn't. Number two, more Philly love. I can't wait to hear Paul break down my list. Carson Wentz. He's been washed, man. He's been washed. He's a number two pick in the draft. They win the Super Bowl, granted, with Nick Foles, but Wentz was, what, third in the MVP running that year in 2017? And then in 2020, he was completely cooked. 16 tutties, 15 picks, 3-8-1 as a starter, and then the carousel started. He goes to Indy, doesn't work. He goes to Washington, it doesn't work. He bangs around with the Rams and the Chiefs. Now he's a Viking, and I don't think we're ever going to see him again. But to go where he went early in his career, perennial playoff contenders, Super Bowl team, and then just a backup who can't do anything right. I put Carson Wentz on line two. And number one, the most washed quarterback that I've ever seen with my very eyes is a guy who won an MVP in this league at age 26 with Carolina. Superman. And when I saw him last, he was here in New England throwing passes into the dirt at a clip of like 56% accuracy. 8 touchdowns, 10 picks. They weren't even scared of the aerial threat. Guys were putting 8 players in the box when Cam Newton was the Patriots quarterback. Joe, he couldn't complete a forward pass. And if he did, it was a check down. It was a dump off into the flat. He had absolutely nothing at the very end. And he was so brittle, he couldn't run anymore because he took a lot of hits early in his career. Couldn't throw, couldn't run, could do nothing right. And then eventually Bill Belichick said, all right, we're going to take a kid named Mac Jones and we're going to move on. But when Cam was at his best, he was a weapon. He was a multifaceted weapon. At the very end, he could do nothing. Nothing. So Cam Newton, from MVP to washed very, very quickly.
Very good list. Cam 1, Wentz 2, / 3, McNabb 4, McNown 5. It's a good list. Brought back a lot of memories for sure. I was excited when they drafted McNown too. And then I just saw his floating ducks as a southpaw. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. It looks so good at UCLA. They would score like into the 40s on a regular basis, but not so much once he got to the NFL. Once all those stories came out about him using handicap placards, like we're like, uh-oh, sounds like [S2] Yep. [S1] A bad guy. Sounds like a really bad guy. All right, list is pretty different. Pretty different. That's good. More conversation here. All right, number 5. I got a guy that played this year. I decided to put Russell Wilson in my list. Number 5. Look at him. These last 3 stops. When you go in 3 years, 3 different places, dude, you're washed. It's over. Denver, Pittsburgh, New York Giants this year. He had that one game. People thought, okay, turn back the clock. Here we go with Russ. And it's been more awful this year. He's got to announce his retirement as soon as it's a wrap this season. Russell Wilson, number 5 most washed quarterbacks that I've seen washed in the National Football League. Number 4, I know the numbers aren't that bad. But and much of this is me hating how it ended for Joe Cool. No, Joe Montana is not supposed to be wearing Kansas City Chiefs red for his age 37, age 38 season. I know he was probably trying to prove a point. And there are some guys that, you know, we could say washed and, you know, they at least they stayed in one spot like Dan Marino, right? Joe Montana was only supposed to be 49ers quarterback. That's it. And then, you know, he's in Kansas City the last 2 years. It just pissed me off. And now anytime I see a highlight of him and the Chiefs, I'm like, what was that? Why? Why did he have to end it that way? It was his choice. But compared to what he was as a 4-time Super Bowl winner, 3-time Super Bowl MVP, like, she's seeing Montana with the Chiefs just wasn't right. So I decided to put Montana number 4. Number 3, another name that did not crack your list. I did put Brett Favre on there, whether it was with the Jets or the Vikings. And you're right, he did have a year where kind of they brought back a little bit. And it did kind of make me smile as mad as Packer fans were. How dare he go to the Minnesota Vikings? They're one of our rivals. Now he's dead to me. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy forever. Whatever, dude.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Whatever. That last year, 11 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. Favre at 41 was so washed. And it makes it easier to put him on this list when we find out how awful of a human being that he's been throughout his life and he is right now. I'll never forget that Paul Allen call. And I know you won't either. When Favre threw that careless pick. And Allen, the home broadcast on the radio goes off on him. This is a Super Bowl! It was an awesome moment. Love that highlight. So Favre, number three. Number two, pretty recent vintage. Sorry, Giants fans. I know you were like, they got to bench him. They got to bench him. And then when they bench him, you got mad too. Like, pick a lane. What is it? Eli Manning was washed. You talked about Peyton earlier. I put Eli on the list at number two overall. At the end, like, he played three, four games. Or like, take a seat, dude. I know Super Bowl MVP twice. Like, it's no, this is awful. It was funny to watch the New York fans melt down because they were screaming that Eli sucks. Eli's over. You got to sit him. And then they sit him like, how can they disrespect Eli Manning in that way? Those were the hot takes. It was funny. I'll get you a show. All right. Number one. Very funny. Very funny, Sam. We both, I'll send you the list. We both end up with Cam Newton number one.
Yes.
I had no similarities to you in with the rest of the list. We both had one similarity. The most washed quarterback we've ever seen is Cam Newton. When he hit 30, it was done. Whether it was Carolina the first time, Carolina the second time, New England in between, it was a wrap. Those last 3 years, in each of them, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. You're right. He was phenomenal for a time. When he was MVP, he was unstoppable. Great at Auburn. So fun to watch. Oh, man, at the end, that was quick. And I kind of have been thinking, is Lamar going to take that nosedive like Cam? Has it already started with Lamar Jackson? So that's my list. Cam 1, Eli 2, Favre 3, Montana 4, Russ 5.
I like that list. Both of them much different, but I have like no arguments with your list, and I'm sure you don't have any with mine. I went with more of a Chicago-Philly flavor, not by design. It just kind of happened that way. Like, and Cade McNown wasn't really, like, he was never really good at the NFL level. But in terms of my personal expectation, he was going to be the savior. He was going to be the next great Chicago quarterback. He was supposed to be better than Jim McMahon. That's what we heard. And then just the way that he handled everything and couldn't deal with the adversity and all that, he sucked, man. He was awful. I had his jersey, too. Apparently, the guys that I had their jerseys just never panned out. I had a Ricky Williams Saints jersey, Cordell Stewart, Cade McNown. Yeah, bad. But Cam, you know, Cam had that shoulder injury at the end, and he just couldn't throw. And I remember Belichick was trying, scrambling to get a game plan together because they didn't have any other solutions. They were stuck with Cam. That was the year 2020. I was about to move to Boston, but then COVID happened. So I was following a lot of the Patriots stuff. And I remember some of the reports during COVID, like, this ain't good. Like, nothing was good. And that was the first year that I bet under a Belichick win total. The Newton year, the win total was 9. And you're like, well, it's Belichick. Like, they'll figure it out. Nope, they didn't. They went 7-9 that year because Cam Newton was atrocious. Atrocious.
Yeah, it was bad. I think that's hilarious. Independently, we come up with number one. It's like sort of recent, but yeah, just that complete nosedive. It's a wrap, dude. You got to hang him up. Cam Newton held on probably a couple of years too long. Joe O, Sammy P, I want to hear from Paul. I know he's probably got some. Maybe Jalen Hurts makes the list for Paul. Curious what he has there. Live dogs and teasers coming up for week 15 National Football League. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.